As I was thinking about this gospel, I was thinking about just the difficulty. If anybody's ever been in the situation where somebody has walked away from you, especially usually these things happen during some sort of an argument, or if you've been on the phone with somebody or they hang up on you, there's nothing, I'm sure there are some things, but you know, that's one of the more insulting things I think that we can do to somebody. You know, they're talking to us or you know, we're having, and we actually walk away from them. There's this kind of great severing that goes on there. It's just like, I can't stand to be in your presence anymore is essentially the message that it sends. And, you know, that's what happens during this bread of life discourse, is that, you know, Jesus says something, and, you know, he even says, you know, is this something that you find offense of? You know, does this offend you? And some people were like, yes, it does. And so they walk the other way. And they don't really understand the idea that there's a whole lot more than even just what he told them that it's going to be unfolded in the future. You know, what if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he came from, which the apostles themselves would end up seeing? You know, he's just like, there are great things, great miracles that are going to happen. And it always points to the fact, too, that our faith is actually a gift. But like all gifts, they can either be accepted or rejected, which is similar to that whole idea of somebody walking away from us. Is the gifts can be given to somebody else, but all we need to do is think back to like the parable of the sower to realize that even though the seed has been sown and the gift of faith has been given, that there's many people that will reject it, or many people that have shallow roots, and so it'll just wash away when difficulty comes along the way. And so what Jesus was telling them was difficult, too difficult, with not strong enough roots that they could understand and accept what he was saying. It was actually, they literally could not accept him, could not accept to receive his body and his blood. That's exactly what's happening there. But we have two things, two amazing foundations that are happening today in both of the readings. You know, that one of this foundation is our Lord Jesus Christ itself, the foundation that he gives us in the Eucharist, in the Eucharistic sacrifice, in his body and blood. And then the other is the foundation of our church. You know, you go outside and it's the St. Cecilia Catholic Church. You know, we are the Catholic Church, which was founded upon Peter, founded also upon him being able to accept the gift of faith and make professions like, where else are we to go, Lord? The only way is you. And we see that the greatest severing that we all experience is when we experience the death of a loved one, when somebody dies and leaves this world and is no longer with us. But Christ even gives Peter the power to rise somebody from the dead. And it's an amazing, amazing thing in that reading. I think we forget sometimes that the apostles, some of them were actually given that power to resurrect somebody. Now, of course, we know that person is going to have to experience another death in their life at some point. But there was something really important about them rising and being with those that love them for a little while longer to some extent. But we have to walk with the Lord, not away from him. And it's a reminder, his resurrection, and also Peter being able to resurrect Tabitha, to be able to do that is a bringing together. You know, it's a healing of a bond. It's not a walking away from it. One of the things that I was just impressed upon, just because Deacon Chuck, when he read it, he emphasized it. You know, he said, you know, right at the end there of the gospel, you know, it says, let me see if I could find it. You never find it. Oh, there we go. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. And I heard Deacon emphasize, we are convinced. Do you know why he emphasized it? Because he's convinced. You know, because I think all of you in this church that would come to church early on a Saturday morning are convinced that we come here to receive the body and blood of Christ because it truly heals us and it brings us closer to Him. And that's the only thing that we really have control over. We don't have control over whether our friends are convinced. We don't have control over when whether your own children are convinced. You can do the best you can by educating them and giving them the opportunity to be here. But they have to accept it. They have to be the one that walks towards Christ and not away from Him. So you do everything you can to give people that opportunity. But in the end, you're the ones that are convinced. You know, not everybody will be. And we have to deal with that. We have to deal with that. But remember, we always have to remember that we hear in the beginning there that the Holy Spirit was consoling the church at that time. But there are periods in our life of desolation and consolation. You know, we don't exactly know where the Spirit goes. You know, like it says, it moves as it will, and we don't know where it will go. So we know there will be times of desolation and difficulty in our life. But that is the proving ground. That is actually when we're being nourished, when we don't really know it. For those of you who've ever read The Lord of the Rings or seen the movies or anything, the elves give the hobbits on their way, those on the fellowship, they give them bread, which is called, it translates like way bread or life bread. It is an allusion to the Eucharist because it feeds them as food for the journey. So no matter what the journey brings, whether it's a time of consolation or it's a time of difficulty, persecution, we're still being fed. That's when we have to continue to draw close to the Lord and realize that He can actually heal us and realize that we're being fed. Like I've said all during this discourse, it's just like these two foundations, the Catholic Church, the papacy, St. Peter, and what we celebrate here on this altar, the body and blood of Christ. If you let that reign inside of your hearts, if you let it heal you and overcome you, that is the path to heaven. And it's truly the way to heaven. It's to draw close to the Lord so that He can reign in you, that His will reigns in your life. And it absolutely transforms you. You know, that's our goal, to be here today. So be transformed. Sometimes you have to tell yourself that before you receive the Eucharist. And in that prayer of thanksgiving when you're kneeling down after you've received our Lord in the Eucharist, transform me. Change me into your likeness so that I can do your work. God bless you all.